Some of the problems Lehman Brothers executives were trying to shuffle off the books were those troubling things known as toxic assets. Toxic assets threatened to bring down the global economy. Hundreds of billions of dollars worth of home mortgages packaged into complicated bonds, and no one wanted to touch them. Well, now these things are starting to move, and our Planet Money team has been wondering what's become of them. They thought the best way to find out was to actually buy a toxic asset. David Kestenbaum and Hannah Jaffe Walt report.
There's no store you can go to buy toxic assets.
You have to know a guy, and we know a guy.
So, my name's Whit.
Whit Solberg. He used to work on Wall Street, and now he's set up his own shop, Mission Peak Capital, here in his hometown, Kansas City.
Whit and a dozen guys sit at desks with their tools. 2 to 4 computer monitors, 3 to 5 bags of potato chips, Snapple, chewing tobacco. And all Whit does all day is look at those monitors, spreadsheets, numbers, mortgage data, evaluating toxic assets, and sometimes buying one.
But the thing is, you don't always know what you're getting. Whit compares this to buying a cow at an auction.
The big black Angus cow that everybody wants, we're not buying that cow because it's too expensive. We want the cow that kind of got a wounded leg, but she might produce a few more calves for us. And is cheap. So why don't we run the 051 MV8?
Whit starts searching for a bond we might want to buy. And what searching looks like is checking your email. Brokers keep sending him announcements about which toxic assets are for sale today. One says, cheaper, super senior steel.
Bobby sends a lot of email. Cliff and Dwayne. And
to figure out which bond might be a good buy for us, Whit has a computer model, basically a very fancy spreadsheet named Brandy, named after his wife, who built the thing. Brandy takes all the information on all the mortgages and tries to make sense of it.
If you bought a home in the last 10 years, it's possible your mortgage is in here.
And Brandy, the model, is asking these questions about you. Where is your house? Are you making your mortgage payments? Who made you the loan? She does this with thousands of mortgages. Meanwhile, Whit is scanning the screen yelling, what's Brandy telling us here? Oh, Brandy likes it. Oh, wow, check out Brandy's loss severity there.
Around lunchtime, Whit finds a bond he likes for us.
It's a type of bond called an omelet bond. That's an acronym for Option 1 Mortgage Loan Trust. Whit thinks we should offer to buy the omelet for half a cent on the dollar.
In other words, less than 1% of its original value. Whit calls one of those brokers who sent him the emails, a guy named Cliff, tells him, half a cent on the omelet. And then we wait. Finally, Cliff calls back.
Hey, Cliff.
Hey.
What's happening?
So that omelet bond?
Yeah.
They're seeing high teens on that.
High teens, 17, 18 cents on the dollar. More than 30 times higher than what we bid.
That's bull. That's ridiculous.
Wait, so what happened with the omelet? Somebody bought it for high teens?
That's what they're telling the trader.
And you bid half a cent?
So there's real disagreement about what these things are worth.
There's huge disagreement. I mean, honestly, this is not uncommon.
After our omelet failure, we move on. Whit gets excited about another bond. He looks through his fancy spreadsheet. It has big loans, meaning big houses, McMansions in California.
But he only has minutes to make an offer on this one, and there isn't enough data to evaluate it. So Whit does something that makes me kind of nervous. He yells, print the book!
The book is the prospectus, a 604-page document no one ever expected anyone to read. It describes the bond in excruciating detail.
As the printer tray fills up, I realize I'm staring at an historical record of the entire financial crisis. It's all here on these pages. Vaporized companies, people struggling to pay their mortgages, and some horribly complicated logic describing which bondholders get paid in which order, how much, under which conditions.
Whit hunches over the pages with 3 highlighters and a pen, circling stuff, turning the pages quickly, time running out. And then he stops. There's a hidden time bomb on page 136.
You're laughing. That doesn't seem like a good sign.
In the event of insolvency of Lehman Brothers, payments due under the interest rate cap. Dude, this is a disaster.
This is a disaster.
The disaster is the deadly interest rate swap. You don't need to know what that is. It's bad. We're not buying it.
We go on like this for 2 days, and finally we find her, a beautiful, totally toxic asset at what Whit thinks is a good price, $36,000. The original sticker price was a lot more.
$2.7 million.
Meaning that's how much money, in theory, is supposed to be coming in from all the mortgages.
Yeah.
Wow, so someone was holding it expecting it to be worth a lot more money.
Yeah, somebody, a human being or an institution paid $2.72 million for this.
within very recent history.
And you bought it for $36,000.
That's right.
We buy a piece from Witt for $1,000. It's going to be our encyclopedia of the financial crisis.
So what the heck did we buy? Our toxic asset, she has 2,000 mortgages all over the place, a lot in the worst hit parts of the country, California, Arizona, Florida.
Here's a guy, pretty nice Sarasota place, right?
You can tell a zip code.
Yeah, there's a zip code, golf course community, maybe a cul-de-sac, something like that.
A lot of the people in our bond are really struggling. Almost half are behind on their mortgage payments. 15% of our homes are already in foreclosure.
And at some point, those homes will be taken over and sold for a loss. Every time that happens, the bond shrinks. At some point, our part of the bond disappears entirely.
But until then, we get a little money every month from people paying off their mortgages. We just got a check for $141. If we keep getting checks till Thanksgiving, we could double our money.
What's the worst thing that could happen?
Next month they sell all the houses and you get stuck with nothing.
So now we're toxic asset investors. What does that mean? Are we helping unclog some big bank's balance sheet? Are we helping the homeowners?
No. You're not helping these people. If you have any reason to purchase this product, the reason is to make money.
But are we helping the people who owned this stuff that we bought it from?
No, because what would have happened was that they'd have to recognize that loss. 99, they would have bought it for 100, and now they've just recognized the fact that they've lost 99.
I see. So what we're actually doing is we're saying to whoever holds this, you think you don't know what it's worth, or maybe you think it's worth whatever, and we think it's worth two cents on the dollar.
Yeah, you've raised your hand, and you said it's worth a penny and a half. And by the way, that's better than nobody raising their hand at all.
Of course, there could be a reason no one was raising their hands. It could be worth less than a penny on the dollar.
However this investment turns out, we'd like to meet some of our partners in the pages of this gigantic financial transaction. If you bought a home in 2005 in Sarasota zip code 34232.
Or if you've owned our toxic asset, QSIP number 41161PUA9, let us know. I'm David Kestenbaum.
And I'm Chana Jaffe-Walt, NPR News.
In case you're wondering, our reporters spent their own money. Any proceeds will go to charity. If they lose money, well, they lose. You can follow their progress at npr.org/toxic.